everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Black Impact Podcast. I am TJ, your host, and this is the third episode, and I have a lovely guest with me, my best friend, KK.
Hi, everybody.
Hey! Thank you for joining me today. I'm so excited to have you here. So today, guys, we're going to get into codependency today. We're going to discuss what does codependency feel like, and, you know, just deep dive into it.
All right. So,
tell me about what does codependency feel like to you?
Codependency, to me, feels like not really, like, being able to be in a... For me, I have to relate it to relationships.
Okay.
That's just been my experience. Me being the one that's codependent on the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing, like, when it's time to, like, take a step back, mm-hmm. and being aware of that and being, like, you know, in a place, like, emotionally strong enough to take a step back,
mm-hmm.
and not just stay in it because you don't want to leave that person. And, of course, like, you love that person and you want to, you know, work things out.
Right.
But it's at the detriment of yourself.
Right.
So, for me, that's how codependency has kind of, like, you know,
yeah.
shown up in my life.
Do you think a lot of women are codependent on their spouse because, like, the man provides for them and, you know, he's a provider? So you...
I mean, yeah, possibly in some ways. Like, yesterday I sent you the post about the girl Ella Bands.
Oh, okay, yeah,
been,
yeah.
Ace Boogie or whatever.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah,
I asked you if
yeah.
that was codependency.
Like, yeah, like, and I was like, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, so basically, Bella was...
Huh? You said Bella.
What's her name?
Ella Bands.
Oh, whatever her name is. I'm so sorry, friend. Ella Bands had basically was talking to her sister about, like, how she didn't have nowhere to live. And it was like when she got with Boogie, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she got with him, she had ended up, you know, living with him or whatever. And she basically depended on him for everything because she didn't have nowhere to go. Because when she was younger, you know, she got put out a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got put out a lot. And, yeah, she was just codependent on him. And I feel like a lot of, you know, women go through that just in general. Like, we depend on a lot of men for everything, money-wise, having a place to live. And also, they do the same thing to us, you know? A lot of men be coming in and they don't be having nowhere to live. I wonder, what's the word for that? It's something. They call it something. not having a place to live, but, you know, we depend on men for, you know, being a provider, money, a place to live, you know, anything, you know.
Is that security?
Yeah, security.
Because
mm-hmm. we need that.
Yeah.
A lot of women need security. Yeah. So.
And I think that's what it was for her. Like,
yeah.
What I heard her say, like, you know, she used to a certain lifestyle, I'm sure.
Right, so. For sure.
To have that, the thought of having that ripped out, it's like, what are you going to do after that?
Right.
That's codependency, though. Like,
yeah, that
it's
is.
Like, you really don't have
living
a plan.
Living this lifestyle, going from this, a regular, you know, moderate lifestyle to, mm-hmm. you know, having that celebrity lifestyle and then again, snatched from you because you're not with that man no more.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that did happen to her when she, you know, they separated and she had to, you know, be, she had to maintain that lifestyle that she had, you know, go on her own. I'm not exactly sure how she did because they went back. So,
yeah.
I mean, she probably still codependent on that man. I mean, I don't know. That's her life. But I guess that's another form of example of, you know, codependency. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of women look at men and, you know, rely on them for that. But a lot of men also do that to women. You know, relying on them for getting them a job or, you know, having a place to stay, food. You know, some men, you know, look for women for money, you
yeah,
know?
I've seen that too. Just like, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, knowing that you're not really, like, bringing things to the table or you're not even ready to bring that, you know, type mm-hmm. of energy to the table, but you want to stay with that woman because you know she's going to hold you down no matter what.
That's a lot of men out there who stay with women just because of what she has or what she can bring. And, you know, that's not healthy for, that's not healthy for no one, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
You know, we all have motives, but having a pure and genuine motive is the key, you know? And not really trying to like depend on people, but how do we stop that? Like, how do we stop people from being codependent on us? Like, how do we stop that? Like, because I'm still trying to navigate that now. Like, sometimes, like, you don't even know that it is happening. Like, you just, it just be happening. But I guess you just have to sit back and reflect and be like, what happened in your last relationship or, you know, in the past to make you, to make that person feel like they can be like that to you? Because sometimes,
oh, like the pattern. Notice,
yeah,
the pattern.
You gotta notice that pattern and look within yourself. Because if it's keep happening, then you know
you gotta look at yourself. Because it's like, why are we allowing this to keep showing up in our life?
So exactly,
like, it has to be us.
Yep. And you know, God repeats his cycle if he don't feel like you learning.
Yep.
So yeah, so I feel like, you know, those you gotta deep and dive into those habits so you know that don't keep happening to you. Right. So self reflecting is a lot. Setting up those boundaries. Being realistic, because we ain't realistic. We don't think logic, we think emotion. And I think sometimes you have to put that emotion beside and think logic a lot. And I had a lot of trouble with that, you know, thinking logic when it comes to certain situations. and then a lot of times we be thinking that, you know, God be sending that person back to us. But it's like, no, ma'am. You letting that pattern come back.
We trying to see if you ready to get what you've been asking
exactly. for. Exactly. Y'all be like, we trying to see if you ready. You're like, okay, is she ready? No.
Let me throw her ex back in.
And you be thinking, God, oh, he keep coming back. He don't know. You know, I don't know what in us, but it's an ego thing for us. We be so happy when a man come back or he chose me or whatever, that pick me thing. Pick me, girl. No. Cut it out. No. AB, a man gonna always come back. A man gonna always come back because it's something to do. But when that man is on his purpose and he has, you know, talked to God and he is, you know, has good intentions, then, you know, he probably not gonna come back. I mean, it depends on that man. But if he don't have his purpose, I'm not sure what to tell you.
Yeah, I just think like, to go like into like the self-reflection thing, I think that like with men, it's like it's up to us like to determine the type of men that we attract.
Yeah,
because it's going to show up in the men. If the men that's like no good keeps showing up and it's the same ones over and over again, showing up in different bodies.
Yep,
it's obviously something in us that's attracting that type of man.
Right,
so we have to.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because we dictate who shows up to us and what we deserve in a man, and mm-hmm. that's what's going to show up. So it's like, if we want this high quality man, we have to be high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, always come back to us. Always come back to self.
I think it comes back to everybody. You got to definitely look at yourself and stop pointing the finger at everybody else and blame gaming. Like, oh, why this happened to me and why this and why that. It's happening to you because you're allowing it to happen, and you know you're not dealing with your problems. You're probably running from it, or you just not even, you're not sitting in it. You're running from it,
and it doesn't feel good to sit in it.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It doesn't.
And I'm just speaking from experience because I've been going through that heavy lately. Just like doing a lot of self reflecting and really looking at, you know, some of the things that, you know, I've experienced in life and decisions that I've made that were not, you know, that were like poor choices.
Yeah,
and so like, it hasn't been easy. Like, it's been really fucking hard. Mm-hmm. And there's times where I don't even want to talk to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm going through it.
Right.
But I'm growing through it.
Right. Like, exactly.
So, it's not an easy thing. Like, I totally get why certain people don't want to, you know, address those issues. Because it's like ripping off a Band-Aid before the wound is healed. Like, it's raw.
Yep.
So, I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely important that you know, we unpack those things. Yeah. Because if we don't, it's going to keep showing up in our life, whether it's through a man.
He going to keep showing up, and he going to keep getting finer. God going to keep bringing, let me tell you something. He going to bring a man that's finer, that's going to say all the right words, but ain't going to have no good intentions. Okay,
keep showing up. One way
keep
another.
Showing up. Okay, and it's gonna be until you deep dive and get into, you know, your self healing and your self reflection. Until you deep get into yourself, like, it's gonna keep happening over and over. And I just think that doing the work for yourself, mm-hmm. and learning yourself and loving yourself, it's really about loving yourself.
Yeah.
It comes down to loving yourself. How much you love yourself enough not to go through certain things.
Yeah.
I've seen a post like that, and it was like, you know why, you know, certain things keep happening? Because you don't love yourself enough.
Yeah.
Like, you say you love yourself, that's a facade. Like, you put on a facade like you love yourself, but you don't really love yourself because you keep going through, you know, certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop letting these people do these things. If you keep letting these people do all these things, you don't really care about yourself. Like you say you do, because certain things won't happen. So
right.
Putting up those boundaries for yourself. They don't have to know about your boundaries. You just setting them for yourself. I feel like a lot of time we tell people our boundaries for reassurance, and the only person that needs reassurance is yourself. You don't have to tell everybody everything that's going on or whatever. Like, nah, you know, just set it for yourself. Everything don't have to be spoken for.
Right, like, as long as it's good with you.
Exactly.
When you check in with you.
Yeah.
It's good.
Right.
No, yeah. You definitely just hit that. No, yeah.
Right. Oh, I want to know, like, how do you deal with codependency parents? Like, dumb parents that depend on you and try to manipulate you into doing certain things. Like, how do we do that? Because we look at our parents as, oh, they birthed us, you know, we have to do what they told us to do because they're parents. That's what my mom be saying. She'd be like, I'm your mother. You're supposed to do this for me. It's like, man, stop using it.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. Because, no, I'm grown. I don't got to do nothing I don't want
to
do.
I think, like, after a certain age, we kind of, like, get to a point where we're like, okay, I'm an adult now, so I'm starting to see things that maybe I was a little bit blinded when I was growing up.
Right.
Like, that's your mother. You're not supposed to do that. That's your father. You're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, you know, once you become an adult, you think for yourself and you start to see, like, the real shit.
Yeah. And you be like, hold on, she gaslighted me.
Yeah.
She manipulated me. Dang, my mother really a narcissistic. I mean, narcissist. My dad a dang. And we, I mean, honestly, like, we ain't learned these words until we got older. I think this generation, like, put them words out here, right?
Right. You knew what a narcissist was.
We ain't know them words. But now that we know, we like, okay, yeah, that's what's happening. Like, hold up. Nah, we're not finna let that go. We're not finna let that slide. I'm not gonna let them do that to me.
Yeah, and then it comes back to boundaries. You have boundaries with your parents.
Yes. Set them boundaries. Listen, set them boundaries with your parents and for your parents is top tier, okay?
Yeah.
You definitely need that. Because parents are the ones who steer us into the people that we are, shape us to who we, you know, who we are. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people don't have that. And I try to figure out, like, how people who don't have those parents, like, navigate, you know, period. And so they end up getting manipulated and having to, you know, codepend on other people that's, you know, not their, you know, parents. But I pray for those people.
Yeah, it's tough, like, having to, like, unlearn a lot of things that you were taught were the, you know, the way to be and, you know, grow up. It's tough, but it's like, I commend, like, our, you know, our generation, our time, because I do see a lot more of us going to therapy, you know, healing and, you know, doing the right thing so that we don't do that to our kids
too. Right. But some people say they're healing. And they're not healing. Like, what defines you as healing?
I mean,
because a lot of people, that words get thrown out there. Oh, we healing.
Yeah.
Are you really healing, though?
Still doing
toxicity?
I don't think anybody's ever really fully healed.
No, because that's an ongoing,
it is.
Like, it's pending.
Yeah, As soon as something triggers you, that means you're not healed, right?
I wouldn't say necessarily. I feel like it depends on your response. Your response. You can still be healing, but it depends on your response.
True.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that.
True.
Yeah, but I feel like, but it depends. Like, you can't be saying you healing and you just beat people up or you robbing people or, you know, like, you can't just be saying that. Like, what? Yeah, but, I mean, it's a lot of people out here who say they doing this and say they doing that. But, you know, but at the end of the day, yeah. God judged them, not me.
Mm-hmm. But I guess it's just like you said, like, it depends on how you respond to it.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, you're healing when you respond to things differently.
Right.
And things don't trigger you the way that they used to.
Yes. I can count to that because I have been in a lot of situations where I could have responded this way. And I chose to go a different route. You know, a lot of people like, you lucky I'm safe. You know? So, I mean, I get that. But, yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah, for me, like with my in my experience, I think I know that I'm healing because I don't project as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's been a big thing for me. Like
projecting,
yes. Like I know when to kind of like, okay, let me check myself because I'm maybe having a bad day because I haven't eaten yet or something like that. Like,
you be angry.
This has nothing to do with him. Let me just go in this corner and be by myself, or let me just not even go in this house at all. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like little things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to set aside and, you know, get yourself together.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Accountability. That has been the biggest thing for me.
Yes, like, accountability.
Thing for me.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of women don't take accountability. What is it about women not taking accountability?
We always right.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I know I be right, but I'm not always right. Like, I take accountability when I'm wrong. And sometimes, yeah, it might, that little bite in the tongue might be like, you got me there. But for most women, the number one thing for men to say about us is that we do not take accountability.
Because when I'm wrong, I'm still right.
Right. I think it's because it goes back to that, oh, if I'm asking you a question, I already know the answer to it. So yeah, I think you go back to that too, and I honestly don't know. I don't know like why a lot of women don't take accountability for certain things. I don't know. That's like the question in there. I don't know. I take accountability for certain things that I do. I know I do. I'm not sure about everybody else.
I haven't always taken accountability. That's been an ongoing process for me too.
I guess it's just a hard pill to swallow, just somebody telling you about yourself, the truth, that truth of...
But you appreciate it at the same time.
You do, because it's growth, you know? You like, do appreciate it.
I appreciate a person that'll tell me, hey, you out of line, like, you need to go over there and chill. You know, opposed to, like, a person that's just like, no, you are fine, no.
Yeah, don't play with me. Tell me I did something wrong, or like...
Exactly, yeah, so that I can check myself. Like, I'm all about growth. Like,
yeah.
Anything that's gonna help me grow, like,
because certain people don't know that they're doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you know, like, you know, if you did something wrong that, you know, yeah, you don't know. But some people do. At this big age, you know, we be knowing what we be doing.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't be out here promoting toxicity and doing all this, you know, wild stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then if it do come back on you, I take that accountability. I mean, it's going to stick. You did it, so. You know?
Might as well be real about it.
Yeah. Be real. Be real to yourself.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Be real to yourself.
Yeah.
Be real to yourself. What does accountability look like?
Accountability looks like, I'll give you an example.
Owning your shit.
Somebody pissed you off and you had a case of road rage or something, so you come in the house and you trip over a shoe
that was God. So where I'm going,
you trip over a shoe that's in front of the door, so that just pissed you off all over again. So now you just pissed off, you walk in the house and you just throw everybody energy off, they in there all happy and shit, and you come in there, you in a bad mood, okay, and the next thing you know, you cussing your partner out, and then y'all get into it, and then it's over, you go upstairs, you about to go, you know, do your thing or whatever.
It's a personal experience.
Yes.
Somebody done cut you off.
That's why you pulling you my shit, bro. Okay? This is my real life, okay? I'm being transparent with y'all. So, you know, and you just really feel with yourself like, damn, that's fucked up. He ain't even
doing nothing. He ain't even doing nothing to me.
And then I have to apologize. I done
cussed that man out. He ain't doing shit to me.
I had to apologize. I'm like, damn. I'm sorry.
I ain't eat today.
Maybe some shit like that.
My bad.
So that's what it looks like to me. It's like knowing when to, yeah. Knowing when to check yourself.
Period.
Period. That's it.
Some people don't know how to check themselves.
Yeah. But you know, it's really great to have somebody like a partner that will really like be like a mirror almost.
Yeah. You.
That's when you know you got the right one.
Yeah.
Because that person's going to help you grow because mm-hmm. they're really going to be like a mirror and show you
all
the things that you need to change about yourself that are not, you know.
Mm-hmm. I never experienced that, but God, I'm not saying, yeah, I need to mirror that.
Your husband is coming that we are.
But yeah, I've experienced that. I think I've been their mirror, but they haven't been my mirror.
For sure.
I've been their mirror.
For sure. Yeah. And probably some of their karma.
Yeah. I'm.
Wait on it.
I'd be their triggers too.
Yep.
That trigger to get your life together.
That's sure. always a bad thing. Yeah. You might be the person that's going to help them grow.
Grow, right.
Because
for sure.
At the end of the day, no shade to the people that you dated, but
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you set the bar high. Yeah. So they have to elevate themselves to even be able mm-hmm. to, you know, stand next to you. So you could be their motivation.
Yeah, them. I feel like they have been, you know, some they have been like triggers to help me grow too. Like I had to sit back and think certain stuff they did, and I had to think logic about certain things too. I wasn't never like codependent on anybody, but I had to sit back and think like. No, that's not right. Or I did that. You know how certain things. One thing I had to think about, like, you know, how females always say like, we meet a guy and we want a relationship and they don't want a relationship, and then we say, oh, we could do it. We could change their mind. Oh, I can do this. It's a lie. I can't do. Listen, don't play with me. The Lulu, okay? Don't play with me. Some people can do it. Not me. I'm not it. Leave me alone. Okay? I can't do it. But in that time, like, I was thinking I could do it. And I hurt myself. I did it to myself. Not them. He told me what that shit was. And I said, sure. We're going to change this man's mind. And it didn't work like that. It didn't work out like that. Take accountability. See? Take accountability, you know. So you know, I had to take accountability, and that was hard.
But you should be proud of yourself. Because, you know, not everybody has that level of self awareness.
Yeah.
You know, that was my fault.
Yeah, that was my fault. I did that. You know, sometimes you know I think the icing on the cake when the man be like, "You said you could do it. I told you." You be like, "This mother."
He did tell me
to fuck. And then you want to fight. That's when that talk could come out, okay? You'd be like, okay, so what? And be like, I don't care, so. But then, you know, you got to sit back and be like, all right, you was right. You know, mm-hmm. you're right. That's my bad. Mm-hmm. I did say I could, and I thought, I think that is delusional, idiotic for us to be thinking, like, we can change people and... You know, we can do something that we're not capable of. You need to sit with yourself and figure out, like, can you really do that? Some people have the strength to do that, but not me.
Do you think it's ego-driven, too? Like, do you think it's, like, a challenge for
women?
Yeah, women or men. Like, if, you know, like, just using an example, mm-hmm. you keep saying, like, okay, he said he didn't want a relationship, but I want to.
I think it's an ego
like,
boost
maybe I can
for...
change his mind. I think
you know what?
Do you think that's what it is?
I think like it challenge? Is. It's like a challenge. I think it's a challenge on both. Like I told this girl that I ain't want a relationship and she's still going. I think they just be playing on our intelligence. Like, she's a dummy. She's a bird. She's a goof.
We let them.
I think. I mean, we do, and that's our own fault. So we got to take accountability for it because we let them. They be thinking, oh, she is stupid. I told this girl, and I'm gonna get everything I want out of her. You know, if I was a guy, I would do the same thing. I feel bad. I would do the same thing because if you're dumb enough to, if I told you something, then you're dumb enough to like fall for it and like keep thinking that you can prove me wrong and I told you no. That's your fault. So I get it. I'm not on y'all's side because that's evil, but just saying, I do get it. If I had to switch roles, I get it. But it is an ego thing, especially when it comes to women. I'm going to change his mind. I don't know who stirred this in that pot or put us in that and thinking we could do that to men and change their mind. I don't know why we think we have that superpower.
Never a good idea.
To do that. Change his mind. And why do we even, where did that come from? How did that even come up?
No clue.
Weird. It's weird to me. Like, what? I change my mind sometimes, but I don't, how can I change somebody else's mind? I'm that persuasive. I mean, I can be. I can be. Let's go back to manipulation, though.
On whose part? Right. Yours or his?
Could be on both.
You sound like you're trying to manipulate him into being your boyfriend.
See?
He already said he didn't want to be.
Exactly. See? But I think I gotta pay for this, you know? See?
Accountability.
Accountability.
There
guys.
You have it.
Accountability. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Black Impact Podcast. I'm Tiffany, your host again, and this is my lovely best friend, KK. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.